summertime at Tip Tap Tip headquarters. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We got a good show going on today. We're going to be catching up on some what we've been watching, also some misconnections we haven't talked about that in a bit, and what else has been going on. Lots of stuff, including what Nathan Fillion has been up to, as well as some fashion picks.
I don't even know who that is.
The guy from, you'll recognize his face. You'll know him. Who is he? When I put him on, you'll be like, oh, that guy. He's from Edmonton. Apparently that's the thing. Tip, tap, tip. So you really don't know who Nathan Fillion is?
Is this the guy who you play all the time?
He's not a musician. He's an actor. He's in that show Firefly.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, everybody knows.
I didn't know he was from Edmonton.
I guess he's from Edmonton. And
I immediately thought about that musician guy that you really like from Edmonton, whose music you play all the time.
Yes, Sean Nicholas Savage. I think I played him on the show once or twice, maybe once. I don't know. Yeah, that guy's pretty interesting, dude. It is summer is coming.
Yeah, you're saying summer's coming to an end. Because the way you started the show, you're like, it's summertime. And it's like, well, I don't really feel like it's like summertime.
No, it's like.
Because it's starting to get pretty chilly at night now. Mm-hmm. But I just finished painting our deck and we are enjoying the outdoors now more than ever because it's so beautiful.
I know. It's like you did such a good job. I appreciate it.
You don't pat me on the back.
I will pat you a big, big pat on the back. Good job. It looks
abuse.
Oh no. Call the cops. Whatever this cop sound is. I don't know. I'm not a sound effects guy.
That's not really a joke. I'm sorry. It's not really funny.
Spousal abuse is not a joke.
We at Tip acknowledge that. We recognize that. Poor taste of humor. Blah, blah, blah. Right?
Unless she's asking for it.
Stop it. Don't. You're digging a hole.
Okay.
Now you're digging a grave hole.
Okay. Let me back. I gotta undig myself out of this. Unless she's into it.
Unless it's 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. That's what I'm trying to get at. Not what I was implying. We are enjoying Rochelle's newly painted deck. All to the jealousy of our neighbors who are looking at our deck in awe.
Are you kidding me? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about our deck.
Nobody cares in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's actually very few people who are outside in their backyards. Even though we connect, our backyard is visible by other backyards. Yep. There's only really the neighbors across from us who see outside. Very few people, even though they're home and they're working from home, they're not really outside that much.
Is that
much.
A thing? Is it like, is that more of a modern phenomenon that people are less neighborly? Is that the word? Like, less like, hey neighbor, howdy ho, good morning.
No, I think that's probably just from TV.
Okay,
I don't think that's reality.
So
that's from watching
Truman Show,
Mr. Rogers, a little bit too much as a kid, maybe.
Were people ever like that? Maybe our older listeners can.
But, Kate, you're talking like you're like this.
I am.
I
am like
you do. Who do you know in our neighborhood? This is a good test.
Oh yeah.
Who do you know in our neighborhood?
I know the people that you know, and that's really about it.
Who do I know?
You know the guy across from us.
Yeah. What's his name, Eric?
Miles.
And how many times have you spoken to him?
Like half a dozen. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. The only reason why you know him is because I started talking to him.
That's true.
Who else do you know? You know our neighbor on one side. You know our neighbor on the other side.
That's it.
Mostly because we had to build fences.
I know there, and there's another guy also in our neighborhood, also named Eric, an older guy. You know, he made that
the
swing.
Hammock?
The swing in the tree.
Yeah, he's always outside in his garage.
He's a Mr.
He wants to... make friends because he's in his garage, and then sometimes he just stands in front of his house and looks at people.
No, if I had a lawn as nice as his, and I would just stand in it and just like intimidate the rest of the neighborhood and go, look at me and my awesome lawn.
I don't think that's what he does.
Okay.
He was watching me one time when I was walking our cat outside. Maybe he's never seen a cat on a leash before.
That is unusual. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Lots of people do it nowadays.
Yeah, because you're not really supposed to have cats outside, even though right now our cat could be outside. We don't know. We'll find out that mystery after we record. He's fine. He'll be fine. He always comes back, except for the times he doesn't. What is your favorite thing this week? What is your favorite thing this week?
I'll let you go first.
Well, I discovered, this is a few weeks ago, I'm sure people who have listened to the show have known that I've talked, on numerous occasions about the show called Terrace House, which was, a show, from Japan, where, six, young people, three men, three women, live in a house and just kind of follows their interactions. It's very low key, not like crazy drama, like American TV shows. And they can just kind of leave, when they feel like it. No one gets voted out. There's no competitions. It's just people living their lives and interacting. That show ended, last year, but, the people behind the show, smartly, have, I guess, licensed the idea. I'm not sure what the proper terminology is, to other countries, one of which is China. So now there is a Chinese version of Terrace House, which is called Shanghai Share Life. Same premise, basically. And it is following...
And you're watching this?
Yeah, I'm watching it. Hmm. Yep. It's interesting.
It's on Netflix?
It's actually on YouTube. It's not on Netflix yet.
Oh.
Okay. I'm watching it on YouTube with really poorly... auto translation. So
see, this is how well we know each other. We live in the same house.
I told you about this.
I know, but I've never seen it. I've never seen you watching it.
Well, I watch
so
it.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I watch it. Not
I just assume when you go downstairs in the evening that you just play Fortnite.
Well, sometimes I do, but sometimes.
Like all the time.
Not all
like
the time.
That's all you do.
Not all the time. That's
that
not
you're
all.
Just obsessed with it.
No. I like the show. it's interesting to see the cultural differences even between China and Japan. The commentators, there's six commentators similar to Terrace House, and they
just totally ripped it off, basically.
No, they bought the idea legally, and because Terrace House wasn't continuing, and they did their own take.
Okay, fine, they did it legally, but they copied it.
Yeah, they copied it. Like it looks like it, it feels like it, like the titles, everything kind of.
I just never really got into that show. I don't see the appeal of it. Like, I don't see the appeal of watching other people live their lives. That's all that you're really doing.
It was interesting. The first episode of Shanghai Share Life, this one, I guess the oldest guy who lives in the house, he's a bit of a, type A personality. So there was a bit of a conflict between who's going to be doing chores. Because he set up the schedule.
Oh my goodness.
He totally set up a schedule.
Get right into that drama.
First day.
Love it. Why don't you just watch soap operas? It's the same thing, but not real.
No, like, so anyways, he sets up his schedule but not really taking into consideration that people don't necessarily work like 9 to 5 hours. Sometimes they work evenings or their obligations don't necessarily revolve around it. So there's a point where dishes were being left out, I think, for over 24 hours because he was one particular person needed to clean up, but that particular person happened to be busy during that period of time, and he wouldn't let anybody else clean it up. He's like, so they just sat and stank up the kitchen until that one person, and people are either offering
gross.
Like, and people are
gross.
Like, you know, I'll just clean up. He's like, no, you can't clean it up. You're missing the point. It's like,
that okay. Sounds like you.
No.
Would you do that?
But he eventually kind
would
of...
Would you do that?
No, I would not be that... I'd be kind of like that, but not necessarily like that all the way. Anyways, yeah, so that it's interesting. But like Rochelle was saying, it's a bit of a hard sell if you're not really into that type of show. But I liked it. I'm glad I discovered it. I'm glad, because I was missing Terrace House. I was missing that kind of drama in my life when there's not a lot of people to be seen. So
yeah. I want someone to make a new version of Desperate Housewives.
Okay, because you watched that show. Like, what was the appeal of that show?
The drama between the females in the neighborhood.
But that was fictional drama. This is like real life.
I don't care. It's good. It was really good. Yeah, yeah. I totally got into it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my favorite thing that Eric introduced me to this week.
Wow, I did something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Was that special chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
It's called edibles. Edible.
Well, it's not CBD. It was
THC chocolate.
THC chocolate. Yeah. So Eric was like, here, Rochelle, try some of this special chocolate. And I tried it and it was really good.
Yeah, it's just, nice
really kind of mellowing, really. Yeah. It was made for a really pleasant evening.
Actually,
I highly recommend it, but don't take too much. It's a lot more potent than I thought it would be.
It tastes very yummy. It comes in a variety of delicious flavors.
And then while I was eating, after I ate that, then I watched a show about microdosing that's on Amazon Prime called 9 Perfect Strangers. And yeah. I was really excited about this because this book, mm-hmm. That show's based on a book by Leanne Moriarty.
Sure.
And that was a big hit in our book club when we read it. And now it's been made into a TV show or Amazon Prime show. And it could be on Netflix though. No, Prime? Amazon Prime.
We have both.
Amazon Prime. So anyway, Melissa McCarthy is in it and Nicole Kidman's in it. Then it made sense to be a little bit high while watching it because then these people are being microdosed in their smoothies with mushrooms.
Ooh, interesting.
It's very interesting as a form of therapy, which apparently is actually
I've heard of mushroom therapy.
A trend. Yeah. Like even Gwyneth Paltrow on her
fucking Goop.
Yeah, that show. She talks about microdosing as a form of therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe some people just need to get fucked up. To express their true feelings. Mm-hmm.
Remember you were watching Wizard People, Dear Reader? That Harry Potter?
Yeah, that's... I'm like, this is what happens. Eric's like, here, Rochelle, try this. Here, Rochelle, watch this. And I'm like, are you doing? Yeah.
It is the funniest movie I've ever seen.
It's not really that funny. It but is when hilarious. When you're on... the edibles, then it's funny. Because it's just kind of like if you watch it not high, it's just kind of stupid.
Yeah.
So what is it called?
It's called Wizard People, Dear Reader.
So you watch.
I love it.
Is it on? How does someone watch that?
I think it's. I've seen a full version on Vimeo. It's also on YouTube as well too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically a guy. Pre-recorded over top of the Harry Potter movie. So, and then
I'll play the opening scene.
It's just really stupid, but it's funny. And, I don't know. You have to know the real version to understand it.
So this is a teaser. This is the opening scene of the original Harry Potter movie, the first one. So if you know the movie, picture in your mind exactly what's going on. It's hilarious.
So, but this is the Wizard People, Dear Reader version of
Privet Drive.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just pause it here.
The ominous fog makes the nighttime even more hoary and mysterious than usual here in suburban Britannia. Out from the shadows of God knows what dimension steps the oldest wizard in the books, the near-dead Dumbledore. He is clearly a powerful beast and walks with dignity despite his age and attire. He sees a cat that he knows right before he sets to work. He produces a wizard's tool known as the street darkener, and with a practiced angling of the arm, begins to siphon away the clarity made from mankind's bulbs. Magical deeds are afoot, dear readers. Magical darkness, a must. The atmosphere complete, the cat now protected by shadows, transforms into who else but Professor Hardcastle McCormick, an old friend and ally of Dumbledore the Half-Dead. She is truly a great wizard also, and possesses many a skill that might aid in tonight's random errands. They speak gravely of tonight's horrible decision. And dear readers, trust me, their work tonight is dubious. What are they to do? Are they really going to go through with tonight's desperate plan? The choice is clearly in powerful hands as Dumbledore ponders with his gigantic brain. Just then, a light approaches in the clouds. Shredding through the stratos descends no other than Hagar the Horrible. A huge man that, if you didn't know better, you may mistake him for a giant hairy truck. He is Dumbledore's gopher, and now perched upon his sky leopard, Hagar seems at the
end. Okay, you're done with this, Rene?
Well, I think it's a good enough example.
Yeah, you'll get the idea. It's so ridiculous. They do the entire movie is like this. So it's basically a new audio track for the first Harry Potter movie that is just completely bonkers. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Have you watched the whole entire thing?
I watched the whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
It is so good. It gets so good.
Well, I think it gets even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like halfway through, I kind of feel like he just lets it just turn like really weird.
Oh yeah.
I watched, I think, a little bit more than half of it. And then I just was really tired. So
it's called Wizard People, Dear Reader. Highly recommended. As my pick of the week. Let's talk about, we haven't talked about this.
Really recommend that Nine Perfect Strangers. It's what bothers me though, is that it's like, they release a new episode every week.
Oh, so it's not like you
can't watch it all. I hate that. It's like, then I'll just watch TV.
Yeah.
Like, duh. Amazon, why are you trying to be TV?
Mm-hmm. That's a problem. Yep. Things are so much easier when there was just Netflix. It seems like every there's more and more streaming services that, like, you know, we got rid of.
Well, just as you're like used to how things are working with one platform. Then they change it, and you're like, oh, Amazon, why are you trying to now sell me movies?
Oh, yeah.
I already paid to watch your shit, and now you're trying to sell me movies? Mm-hmm. And then they show you all the ones that you can pay for?
I know. It's like, I don't want to pay. I'm paying, you know.
I'm already paying for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I feel like that's what old people complain about. That means that we're getting old.
Well, yeah.
Because we're like, oh, why are you changing things, you stupid people?
Yeah.
And young people are like, whoa, changes are good.
I love change. Just living on the edge. Yeah. And like, no, I want to live on the not edge. Very safe and sound.
No, just like, because I think when you like it a certain way, then you're like, just do it like how I like it.
It worked the same way. I liked it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
The other thing I would really recommend is, while I was painting the deck, I listened to a lot of audiobooks.
Oh, yes.
One of the ones I really enjoyed a lot is Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. And I'm not, you know, a diehard Matthew McConaughey fan, but I did find listening to his stories really interesting. He's definitely led a really interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very positive. Sort of like tone to it all.
Yeah, well, he has a very nice voice. I'm sure, like, if I was to listen to him narrate something, I'd be good.
No, not the tone of his voice. Like, the stories are positive. Like, his approach to telling them is very uplifting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job, Matthew McConaughey. Appreciate it.
He's not a dog.
Okay. What am I supposed to say? Like, not good job? Like,
well, you didn't even listen to it, so how can you say anything at all?
Well,
you
can't. I can sense how good it was based on your reaction to it. And now,
well, maybe you should listen to it then.
Maybe I should. What's it called again?
Green Lights.
Green Lights.
Yes, because he likes driving, so it's a drive.
And you got
analogy.
It from the library, like the
Libby thing, yeah. The Libby app, but. It's on hold. Like, it was, I had it on hold for a long time before I actually got to listen to it. Cause I guess it's in high demand.
Well, Matthew McConaughey is in high demand. I feel like I've seen kids movies lately. Paw Patrol.
Cause you're the one who takes the kids to the movie theater.
And Space Jam I've seen recently. I'm not going to get too much into those movies, but.
Cause I like it that.
Oh, okay.
Someone's listening to our conversation.
Okay. Yeah, but Space Jam was on my computer.
It was? And how was the Paw Patrol movie? Did you like it?
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
I like about it is eating popcorn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He liked eating the popcorn.
Eating popcorn and snacks.
Yes, and he told me about all the candy that he got to eat.
Yeah, it's true. We got candy, too. Wink. What's a movie? Come on. It's a very...
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we also like being...
See, that's why you like to go, because then you get to go there and you get to eat a whole bunch of popcorn and candy. you have a perfect excuse.
I sneak in the popcorn. I sneak in the drinks. And so I don't feel bad, in order to atone, I have to buy...
Like, I wouldn't call... carrying a bright orange backpack on your back while going into a movie theater, sneaking it in.
No one has ever called me.
I know, but it's a bright orange backpack. Like, it's pretty obvious. If they cared, you're making it pretty obvious.
I'm the guy who, in like the middle of the movie, opens his
bright orange backpack and pulls out.
And then pulls out like his Tupperware, container with that clicks on the side, so click 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 click, and then pours the popcorn into another little container which formerly contained candy, which we ate, and then we enjoyed the rest of the movie. So there you go.
Yeah,
we're those kind of people. I
was asking Ward if he, our son Ward, he's four. So this is actually his first time going to an actual movie theater, because before that, before COVID, he was like two.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So it's pretty crazy how much, like, you think that it's not really affecting our lives that much, but it really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I saw that. And then I saw Space Jam, A New Legacy with Bo. Doesn't really have much to do with space, I have to say. And that kind of gets me.
And that surprises you, though?
It does surprise me. If they're going to title it Why? Space Jam,
it's,
have something.
What company is it? Disney?
Warner Brothers? Warner Brothers?
Yeah, like they give a shit. They probably own the rights to that. And they're like, how can we make more money off of this thing that was popular? Because the thing is, they're finding things that are popular in the 90s, because now we are the parents of the kids. We're deciding to take to the movie theater for certain things. So if there's like if they can mix in nostalgia with the movies, then they gotcha.
Ding, ding, ding. Right? 100% correct on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And that's why all this Marvel stuff is coming out now too, because it's like that stuff that we grew up with. So now we're introducing that to our kids, and then we buy that shit for our kids.
You know what? We need new ideas. I've come to the conclusion. Yeah. I've come to the conclusion recently that,
well, Paw Patrol's a new idea. No, that didn't exist when we were kids.
No, I like, and I like, actually, of the two movies, I actually enjoyed Paw Patrol movie more than I did Space Jam.
Whoa. You need to tweet that, because you just tweeted something and the only person that responded was the director of Paw Patrol.
Director and writer of Paw Patrol. Yeah. So, yeah.
But if you think about it, Paw Patrol is pretty clever. You've got trucks, mm-hmm. you've got animals. Mm-hmm. So now like most shows divide those things up. Either it's animals or it's trucks. They've combined that. Plus you have emergency rescue vehicles.
Yeah. Like police cars.
Kids love that.
What do you think?
And you have construction And you have, you then because they have the girl dogs, you have the girls also liking Paw Patrol. It's genius. It really is genius.
Yeah, they really kind of got that nailed down.
Yeah, and the song is very catchy. I don't know who wrote the song, but can you sing it, Ward?
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, and then I will Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, and that Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol.
No pups too big, no pups too small. Paw Patrol. And then the song, the part I like is Paw Patrol.
Okay.
Well, that's not in this movie.
Oh, it's not in the movie song?
I'm trying to remember. Okay, maybe they have a different version. I don't know. But you like the movie, huh? Yeah, it was pretty good.
Who's your favorite Paw Patrol dog?
Oh, good.
The red one.
Oh, yes. We were talking about this in the car.
The red one. Which one's the red? What's his name?
I know it.
Marshall?
Marshall, yeah.
Oh, the fire truck.
Fire truck, yeah.
Yeah. You don't like Bubble?
Rubble.
I call him Bubble.
Okay, he's my favorite.
I like Bubble better. I don't like Bubble.
No, I like Rubble.
Okay, stop playing with the microphone. Do you like Sky?
Yeah.
And Zuma.
Zuma.
Well, they also add the new one.
Yeah, there's a new one.
You know what? There's a certain amount of characters that I can remember. And in the beginning when it was Paw Patrol, I think there was maybe like 5 characters. Yeah. Then I could remember them all. Now they keep adding more and more. And then I can't remember them anymore. Thomas the Train did that too. In the beginning, Thomas the Train, when it was
Thomas Gordon.
BBC version, not bought out by, is it Disney? You know, they had maybe 5 trains and then Sir Topham Hatt.
Yep.
When Ringo was like
the best,
the narrator, then I could understand it. I could follow it. Now they keep adding more and more and more. It's because they want to sell more toys.
Exactly.
But I can't. It's like I lose interest.
Yeah.
Once I can't keep track of the characters.
Too many trains.
So if someone from Paw Patrol is listening, don't add any more characters because you're just going to lose interest.
No, they did add one more for this movie.
Stop it. Yeah, but they do that all the time. They just add one more. Well, add one more.
Well, they have to have a city dog, so because they went to Adventure City, because usually on the show they're at Adventure Bay, which is a totally distinct location.
Of course. So what does a city dog look like? Oh, like high tech?
No.
Blackberry?
Nope. No.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, just like a wiener dog mix, not really a purebred, like just kind of like... part wiener dog, part something else.
Yeah, what does he do though? What's his thing? Like all the dogs have a thing, right? Like, Marshall's the fire truck dog. Sky is the helicopter.
Yeah, this one
dog.
Wasn't really as clearly defined as some of the other dogs because.
Okay, then he sucks.
There's a girl dog. Another girl dog.
She sucks then. She has to have a thing. That's how all the other dogs.
She's street smart. Street smart.
That's not a thing.
Well,
it has to be associated with a vehicle. What kind of vehicle does she have?
It was like a scooter type thing.
Lame.
A transform.
Lame.
Scooters
are not vehicles.
Well, it was in this movie, so. In a
And it transformed into what?
A wider scooter. Or a motorcycle.
That's nuts, dumb.
No, I turned into
a motor.
I liked it.
Did you like it?
I turned into a motorcycle. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
But before she had like a wagon with like one wonky wheel from like...
Did you like the new dog? Do you give the new dog a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
A thumbs down.
Oh, no.
Spoken from a 4-year-old.
All right. Well, I guess we have differing opinions on that. So I liked it. Don't pull on that, please. And
what's coming up?
What do you mean, what's coming up?
What's coming up tomorrow, Ward?
Oh, yeah.
I'm making carrot cakes.
For what?
For Dad.
Why?
Because
I want to.
There we go.
Yeah.
Say that.
It's your birthday, Dad.
Yep, that's right. It's coming up.
You say, Dad, how old are you turning?
How old are you turning?
I'm turning 5 years old. Yes. Six years old. Plus 40.
just screwing my boy. 6 years old plus 40.
There we go.
What do you think Dada wants for his birthday? Quickie Mart. Lego Simpsons Quickie Mart.
No, it's...
No?
Coloring?
Okay.
Oh.
Like, coloring except or candy.
All right. Well, thank you for...
Thank you so much, Ward. Okay, we're going to say bye now.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So the tiptaptip.com website has been down since this morning.
Why?
Not my fault, thankfully. I don't know. I don't know why. It has something to do...
Did you forget to pay?
No, I paid for I did 2 years. No, it's actually some technical thing with the people who are hosting it. I put in a ticket. They are working on it and have been working on it for the last 8 hours. Nothing to do with me, thankfully. Those are my favorite types of problems. Oh, there's a cars. You're showing us pictures you drew.
Or do you want your kids' pad? It's almost 4 o'clock.
Okay. We're in the middle of recording a show, Bo. So. Anyways, what was I talking about before?
TipTapTip.com.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, my favorite types of problems are ones which are not my fault and which somebody else is working on to fixing. So that's the case with this. Hopefully we'll get up, or else I will be mailing everybody this episode on audio cassette. As that will be the only means of getting it distributed to our listeners. Maybe a lot of audio cassettes, but we'll get it out there some way or another.
Well, it will go on... Spot like on iTunes or
yeah, but everything connects through the website. Stitcher? Everything connects to the website. So
oh great, okay, well that sucks.
It'll get resolved. They're working on it, and I'm just a matter of time.
Okay,
let's talk about. We haven't talked about this in a while. Missed connections. These are my favorite things, especially now. Things are beginning to open up. I just found this one this afternoon. On Kijiji, which seems to be the place to find them now that Craigslist is not as popular for missed connections. So,
Okay. Gorgeous goth of my dreams. Okay. Description. I saw a stunning person in the craft store looking at plastic bugs a few days ago, and we had an amazing connection. If that was you, I am in love with you.
You know what? You know what amazes me?
Plastic bugs.
What else would a goth person be looking at in the craft store? really, let's think about it. Would they be looking at needlepoint?
Black markers.
Oh yeah, black Sharpies or
black canvases.
Yeah.
There's lots of things.
But, you know, but plastic bugs.
The Halloween sort of sets that they sell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's goth, funny. Gorgeous goth people. Apparently goths are still around and still the
I watched a few videos on Instagram of these young people who are goths, but it's kind of a weird version of it's not the same as what it was in the 90s
or even
the
80s.
Yeah. No, it's very different. It's almost every century has or every decade has their own version of what it is to be goth.
So
because when I was a goth, there wasn't really anything super sexual about it. And now the goths are kind of
what?
They're wearing skimpy anime outfits as well as black makeup and stuff. But for me, it was black t-shirts and black trench coats. That's not sexy at all.
No, and then
showing a lot of skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that wasn't really what it was about. It was about...
Yeah, they weren't keeping it real to the spirit of goth. I was never goth.
Whole point of being goth is so that, you don't have a whole bunch of people liking you. You don't want people to like you.
Funny thing about goths is I personally was not a goth. However, I have had goth friends. Great people. Very pleasant people to hang around. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
I have nothing bad to say about
them. Can we, like, go back to being goth when we're 40 years old? No. Can you just do that? Like, as a parent, can you just be like, I'm a goth parent?
I'm sure that's a thing.
Like, why not?
Can we have a goth friend? We need a goth friend.
Like, no, like, I want to be goth again. Can I just be goth again, right?
You know what?
Like,
that would certainly would make laundry easier. You wouldn't have to separate.
But, you know, okay, the thing about being goth is it's a lot of work. It's very high maintenance. Like, putting all that makeup on, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
Dyeing your hair, that's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's easy is wearing black clothes.
Yep. Like, what color do you want to pick? Oh, I guess I'm wearing black today.
Yeah. So for that reason, I wouldn't be able to do it because I don't have time to put black liner on, not let alone mascara.
Black lipstick. Black.
Yeah. And plus my hair is blonde. One time I colored it black when I was like really serious roots. About being goth. And when you have blonde roots, it just looks like you're balding.
Mm.
Looks awful.
Yeah. So there you go. Here's another one from Kijiji. June 10th. So this is a little while back. You were walking your dog at 7:30 downtown-ish. Description, looking for a man.
This is in Calgary?
This is in Calgary. These are all from Calgary.
Okay.
You have a massive, can't remember what kind of dog, was too busy watching you prance across the street. You smiled super big, did a spin, your dog wrapped the leash around your legs, and you spun to free yourself. And a little... I'll say this with a little brackets manly titty shake as you were getting across.
What?
I'm just reading the words, Rochelle. A little manly titty shake as you were getting across the street. I was in a silver SUV. Reply with the road you were crossing. I was driving west. You were crossing at a crosswalk.
How is someone supposed to know? That's so vague.
Like, I know.
Oh, I walked my dog across the street. And how are they, like, who even notices all the cars that they walk in front of?
Do you want to read this one?
Sure. Nationals, 8th Avenue, August 6th. Mm-hmm. Description. I was at Nationals last night and there was a very sweet Asian girl that was dancing beside me. You asked if you could kiss me on the cheek and if I had a girlfriend. I thought nothing of it. Nothing of that? That's pretty.
So does that ever happen? I feel like this is fictional. It's never happened to me. So clearly it must be fake. Like, things like this do not happen. I'd have people kiss me like
Me on the cheek and asked if I had a girlfriend. I forgot to ask for your name. This is a long shot, but if you are on here, message me. I was wearing a denim jacket.
There you go. Nationals.
So what doesn't happen to you? You don't get kissed on the cheek or...
Yeah, I did not get kissed on the cheek. So,
how about this? If someone does kiss you on the cheek, you know that it's something and you respond at that moment instead of after on Kijiji.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem with this generation is that they don't respond right away.
If somebody kissed me on the cheek...
It's like they've missed the moment. They've missed it.
Hold on. It's gone. Okay. You kissed me on the cheek and I had...
And he thought nothing of it.
I thought nothing of it? Really?
Yeah.
I would think something of it. And I'm not the smartest guy in the world when it comes to like signals.
I know you're not. But you, when I kissed you on the cheek in the bar, like you got it. Right?
I'm like, oh.
Could you imagine if you didn't get it? We wouldn't even be married.
Okay, enough with my face.
I just can't help it. Your eyebrow hairs are
They're
sticking out at me.
You know what I mean? You know.
You're insane. Why can't you? Can you get them permed or like?
No. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get them like
lasered off and then just get them drawn on.
Exactly.
Get them microbladed on.
Exactly.
I can't stand it when you trim your eyebrows and then you leave your little eyebrow hairs everywhere.
I try my best.
You don't.
I do.
You don't try.
I try.
No, you don't. Your idea of trying is not trying.
Sometimes people's trying.
Sucks balls.
Is like a 7.
Yeah, that's
in your
yours.
Box, right?
Yes, that's yours.
A 10 in my books, in terms of effort, is like a 5.
It's not a 10 at all. I've seen you trying. You basically
wipe.
You don't even look at what you're doing. You're like, if I just make a little bit of effort, that means I'm trying. And it's like, no, that's not at all trying. That's not doing. You might as well not do anything.
All right. Final one. Do you want to read this one?
Sure. All right. West Twins Superstore Cashier Girl. Description: looking for the cashier girl at the superstore at West Winds. Well, why don't you just fucking go to the superstore at West Winds and then you'll see her there, right? Like, am I?
I know people are just like, lazy. They're lazy.
Yeah, they're like, if I post this, then she'll come to me. No, that's not how it works. Okay, sorry, I'll continue with this. Mm-hmm. On Friday night, you are really cute. We both smiled at each other a few times. You have braces. Tell me what I looked like. Like to meet up with you. Well, why don't you just go there and talk to her?
Man, these.
What's going to happen? This next generation, they're not even going to, like, if they can't even get to the point of meeting each other, there's not going to be any more children.
No.
They're going to be like, hey, I saw you there and da da da. And then, mm-hmm. like, never actually get to the point of even kissing each other.
Yeah, I know.
Or they'll kiss each other and they'll be like, hey, was that something? I don't know. Maybe I'll just tweet about it when I get home.
Yeah. goodness gracious me.
The world is actually, you know what? This might help with like overpopulation. So that might be a good thing.
Yeah. Cause the people just overanalyze entire social situations to,
and then like never do anything
to the point of inaction. It's like,
yeah. Inaction. I like that word.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into some fashion picks. I love lifestyle videos when it comes to news. When it comes to like,
they're pretty bad.
That's why I love them. I love them. Wow. I think they're the best. This is from Global News. Top fashion picks from end of summer sales. It's the end of summer, so now is the time to pick up shorts, or if you're like me, short shorts.
So your balls hang out.
Well, those are my house shorts, Rochelle.
And yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about. Those are the ones you're talking about,
little,
right?
My little blue shorts.
Yeah, like don't bend over. No.
I wear them for you.
Okay. Like, I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see? You don't want a little peek of my...
No.
All right, may as well just cut cargo shorts with like 100 pockets that go down to like
over knees. No, please, no, no. I think you should get you should get spandex
shorts. And wear a trench coat over it. And
spandex.
Sure. Yeah. Birthday's coming up. Give me some nice mandex or whatever they call it. I don't know. What is the word? Okay. Maybe there's something about Mandex on the top fashion picks for the end of summer. Maybe that is a thing. Let's have a listen.
One good thing about end of summer sales. Yes. So here with the end of season must grabs is Natalie Sexton. And Natalie, first off, you say each of these clothes will take us from summer to fall. Why is this an important thing to consider when scouring end of season sales?
Well, you know what? I think it just gives you more bang for your buck. Every piece that I'm going to show you today, too, is under $25. I just love it.
All right.
Someone whose last name is Sexton shouldn't say bang for your buck.
We can't. Sometimes we have the last names that are given to us, right? Shaw.
She needs to be more aware of that, Eric.
What would you say?
Because now I'm not going to take her seriously.
All right.
Love a bargain. And you know what? I want you to think about styling outside of the box. Just because something is a great price, you know, if you're only going to wear...
Outside of the box. Stop saying that phrase. It sucks. It's old. It's stupid. Please don't do that.
Rochelle, what is an alternative to that phrase? I'm waiting. I'll just sit here.
Do something different.
Well, that doesn't really sound very... Do different.
That's all they're really saying is do something different. Try something new. Mm-hmm. That's all they're really saying.
All right. Try something new.
Wear it once. If it's a throwaway piece, then you're not really saving money, right? So I want you to think about classic shapes, but maybe in like a trendy color or trendy pattern. And we can translate this into the fall with a little bit of styling tweak.
All right. So $25. Pretty good. So break some of the ideas down.
Okay, I know. And I'm one of those people when someone says...
This guy is riveted. He's like, all right, $25. Break, yeah. Show me what you got.
If he wasn't on camera, he'd be sleeping.
He'd be like...
Oh, I love your dress. I right away. It was $20. I love a good bargain. So yes, I'm excited to share these. First up, I think we should start with the midi skirt. So this was a shape that we really saw sort of all summer long. I think it's a real classic shape as well. But I want you to look for... maybe a pattern, but not a super summery pattern. So not something tropical, something like this, like a reptile print. It's timeless, done in those great muted hues. So I was able to pair this with a really great bright tank top, a bright bag, and then just a really chic sandal. But now we're taking it into the fall with a sort of a twist here. So I don't want you to just think about skirts as being fancy. We can wear them with sort of an athleisure flair. So I did a...
I love that word. I love that word.
Athleisure. Isn't that just like what everybody wears nowadays? Basically. Athleisure.
Athleisure, yeah.
But you know what? She's saying that you can wear this skirt in the fall, but practicality of it...
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense. It's going to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Your vagina is going to be cold.
Yes, my vagina is going to be cold. My vagina will be freezing.
Yeah. Especially because it's got a big slit up it, and it's a very thin material. So unless you're wearing furry underwear or a toque for
Well, the video underwear. Isn't over yet. Maybe there's some furry underwear sales going on.
A crop sweatshirt, a little bag, and then a white sneaker. And I actually found this skirt for $25 on the prettylittlething.ca website. They have 50% off the entire site right now. Lots okay. of great bargains.
Good to know. Yes. Good to know. moving on to white denim. Are we wearing white after Labor Day?
Yes. You know, that's one of those rules. I think we've got to throw that away. I think you can wear white denim all year long. I love white head to toe in the winter as well. I think it's really chic. I know, Carolyn, you love white denim.
All right. Because
then you're invisible.
Like, yeah.
Because I like blending into the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bunny.
White, I find white, like I have...
I hate all white clothing. When you have children, you don't wear white clothing.
Like I have Never. A very... I have a pair of trousers, which are not white, but they're like they're a not, light...
Yeah, those are...
The light cream, but tan. I'm always very cognizant of exactly what I'm eating that particular day when I'm wearing those. I'm like, okay, today's not a day to eat spaghetti sauce or anything that could potentially splash or ruin or...
I just don't like wearing white clothing. I don't think it's flattering at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather wear black, like yeah. for anything.
All right,
actually.
Miss Goth.
Denim as well. You look fantastic in it. So I found these jeans for $25 at Winners on the sale rack. A couple of things to keep in mind if we want to be able to wear white denim going into the cooler months. Is you want to look for maybe a medium weight. You know, we don't want something that's too light and definitely not something see-through. And then I want you to do a classic shape like we're seeing here. A high waist is always flattering and something that's ankle length. So taking this into the fall here, I can still do an ankle boot.
I've noticed that this is my...
She's size zero?
No, I've noticed. I just from walking around, I've noticed that high-waisted jeans are back in fashion.
Yeah, that's been like that for a while.
But, you know, sometimes it takes like 2 or 3 years for me to pick up on things.
Oh, okay.
I
think when she's saying that she's found these pieces on the sale rack, I think she needs to be aware that she's picking like size zero mm-hmm. or size one or two. And usually those sizes do go onto the sale rack.
It's either that
because
or...
They're very tiny.
Yeah, like one thing I've noticed from shopping at Winners is like the things which are in clearance are like for guys or like pants which are like waist 40 plus or...
Yeah, it's like or the more small. Uncommon sizes.
Exactly. So you don't...
Like if you're like anywhere between like a size 8 and a size 14, like you're not gonna.
Yeah.
Because that's more of a common size, I mm-hmm. think, for women.
Yep.
It actually sits really nicely. You could do a high top sneaker. And then I want you to add some fun, bold color into your fall wardrobe as well. So this hot pink, I know you're thinking, you know, this is a bit bold and wild for fall, but add some saturated color. It's going to look really trendy and really chic with the white denim.
I think you can get away with any color, can't you? I don't know if there are the same rules that people used to think of overall. I want to get
absolutely.
To this one as well.
I think that
mm-hmm.
makes that lady look like a cupcake.
Yes. But, you know, maybe that is a trend. Maybe
like they should just...
You dress like your favorite food.
You just add a little pink beret and then make the little pokey thing sticks up and then it'll be like a cherry on top.
You know, if you want to wear like, you know, a brown top and brown trousers and then you cover it up with like a nice tan jacket. We call this the hot dog look and very chic, you know, and you couple that with like maybe a red and green scarf. You got a little bit of a yellow in there. You got some condiments just mixing it up. You look like a very beautiful, very chic hot dog. Actually, that.
I like it. I want to see it.
I want to. So,
show me. I want to see the hot dog book.
It's a bit, you know.
The cupcake so far, yeah. Like, would you say.
Okay, hold on.
It's
hold
like,
on.
Let's be honest, this is a cupcake. And
okay, hold on. I'm trying to. You know what? Do I have a tan jacket? Could I do the hot dog look? I'm trying to think if I could do this.
Oh.
I know I have brown pants. I have brown top. Do I have a light colored.
You know what's the hot dog color going to be? Your shirt?
Yeah, like my shirt and my pants would be like a brownish color, right?
Oh, okay.
And then like you have.
You do have a tan jacket because that's the one that you wore for your horse costume.
A tan jacket. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a yellowy.
But what about. You'd probably just need to get like a scarf or something that would be like the ketchup.
Oh, no,
and
hold
the
on, hold on.
Hey,
here's this is next
a level. Vest.
This is next level thinking, Rochelle. Check this out. I need like a tan jacket, like a light tan jacket with like slightly darker polka dots emulating the sesame seed pattern of the bun.
Whoa.
Genius alert. Woo! Dressing like a hot dog in the hall.
Nice.
Yeah.
For $25, $25, you could go to Valley Village, you definitely could get it.
I should be on the morning show on global TV.
You know what? You can. The thing is, like, when you're super, super skinny, like this lady is super skinny, so she could put a bag on her and then put a nice belt around her, put her lipstick on, do her hair, and she'd look fine. Mm-hmm. But when you have to deal with, like, you know, curvature or bras or boobs or anything, like, you can't just throw some cheap $20 dress on and look okay.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work like that for everybody. So I don't agree with anything this person's saying. And I don't think that she specializes in, like, I want to see like a real woman talking about real woman fashion and real woman situations, not someone like that.
All right.
So this is bullshit. She's not thinking outside the box. She is in the box. What? She's stuck in the box.
Like a mime.
Yeah. And buying stuff online, crapshoot. That's a crapshoot. It's totally a crapshoot.
It is.
I wouldn't do it.
Yep.
The patterned summer dress, which you say is a wardrobe must-have. Talk about that.
So I chose a style here that's a real classic shape. So a shirt dress, I think it looks great on every body type. A lot of times these dresses come with a belt that matches the fabric, so you totally can rock it that way. You know, just a great pair of sandals. It's a really easy look in the summer months. So I'm definitely a dress girl. This also has a slip underneath, really easy to wear.
All right.
Okay, this does not look good on everybody.
No.
Because the shirt dress goes straight down. Mm-hmm. So say, for instance, on me, I'm more pear-shaped. This dress, hideous. Fits me on top, except for where my boobs are. Then the buttons actually pop open because it's a shirt.
Because it's like not designed for a bigger bust. Shirt.
No, it's not designed for anybody with any curves at all.
Yeah.
Like, the skirt part goes straight down, also has buttons on it. Then it also has an opening up in the front. Do you see right there?
Oh, yeah, at the bottom.
Yeah? That's a problem. Mm-hmm. Even that girl's turning to the side as the shirt button part is flipping open. This is the stupidest dress in the whole entire world. Not good. The only dress that is designed for everybody is the one that I think Donna Karen, is it her who invented it? The wrap dress. The wrap dress is designed for every body type.
What is the wrap dress? Hold on. Let me Google this.
I think it is Donna Karen.
Let's see what this looks like.
So the wrap dress is like it has a V-neck.
Is this it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It has a V-neck. Most of the time it is A-line on the bottom, but it can be like there are some tighter versions. Oh, nice.
Did you draw a picture?
What?
You drew a picture or colored?
Stickers, yeah. Okay. So this right there.
Yeah.
Like that's a dress designed, not that one. That's not it.
Okay. Anyways.
Anyway,
Google it. It's a dress that's designed for every woman, basically.
Cool. Let's finish up.
This dress, not.
Right.
This is from the Vero Moda website, which has amazing clearance prices right now. This dress was $20. Don't be afraid, though, to add those great patterns, because we can wear those into the fall months with ease. You can actually layer underneath a dress if you want to. A really thin knit turtleneck is a nice option. But here I added a really cool moto jacket. So adding some structure, I think, makes it a little bit more sort of fall wearable, but not those heavy pieces. We're not going to do like a heavy, clunky black boot here. I love these great nude tones. And this is actually a Canadian brand that I love. They're called Noise, and they have 50% off their entire site right now. So it's a great time to even pick up sort of lighter outerwear as well.
All right, so we just learned two great things about end of summer. End of summer sales and items that can transfer into fall.
I need guy stuff now.
That's the next segment. Was tune in.
Yes.
Tune in. Yes. Tune in to next time. All right, Natalie, thank you so much.
Yeah, guys, we're out of luck when it comes to fashion features.
Yeah.
There's never going
to
be a
I'm so feature. Sick of like people who are giving fashion advice to females when they're just, it's just not good.
Yep.
Just, what was the other guy? The other person was a gay guy who was talking about jeans for women, and he didn't even know what he was talking about either. None of it was relevant for me. It didn't make any sense for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of whatever.
More people should dress like food. That's my fashion advice.
More people should dress like who?
Food.
I think on CityLine TV, like sometimes they do pretty decent fashion advice and pretty decent makeovers. And,
it's inspired by food. Let's just say that.
Go for it. Right. You can start a new trend.
I am the new Tom Ford. Except everything is not really that cool. All right. I think that is a perfect way to wrap it up. Anyways, thank you for listening. What have you been up to with your art, Rochelle? On Rochelle Skilling Art?
Ooh, I have been experimenting with some glow-in-the-dark stuff. I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Glow-in-the-dark perler beads is playing around with those and selling some of those on my Instagram page. Check it out, Rochelle Skilling Art. And
may I also take some commissions on pieces?
Yeah, not right now though, because I'm working on one right now. So, but maybe later.
Yep. You can find this podcast, whatever you're listening to, you know where to find it. Jeez, why do I say that? Why? I'm crossing this off the list. Never talking about where to find this.
Well, it only took you 500 episodes.
It only
to figure
took me
out.
A million years, and.
All right, but Eric, what song are you recommending people check out? Because you're really good at finding new songs and bands and stuff.
Yeah, you can. You can check out the Tip Tap Tip episode music playlist on Spotify. I link to that in our show notes on our website, which you can check out when our website is up, which it is currently not. But when it is up, you can check it out there. You can just do a search for that on Spotify. I'm also on Twitter, Eric Skilling, where I talk about anything and everything. I give my opinions on things and stuff like that. Oh, Lord just drew a picture of somebody. Me or you?
I think himself. Oh, I just got a bookmark with a drawing of my son on it that he drew. So cute. 4-year-old kid drawings are the best. Mm-hmm.
They are the best. They are the best. That is about it. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap this up?
No.
Sounds good.
I don't know why you always ask that.
You never know. Maybe you want some like, clever
closing. I already
said
everything because we've been talking for like an hour.
All right. Thank you for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We shall talk to you later. Bye.